News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pateek Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A grand air show replete with flypast and roller landings by Sukhoi 30 MKIs, Jaguars and Mirage 2000 fighter jets of the Indian Air Force has been planned for Tuesday as part of the inauguration of the new Purvanchal Expressway connecting Uttar Pradesh's capital Lucknow to the state's eastern district of Ghazipur. As per government sources, the tentative plan is to have Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his entourage of around 35 people land in a C-130J Super Hercules aircraft on the 3.2-kilometer airstrip located in Sultanpur district of UP atop the 341-kilometer-long expressway, after which he will proceed for a public address nearby. The air show will begin after the PM returns around an hour later. As part of the capability display, a Mirage 2000 will first land on the airstrip for turnaround servicing, or TRS, a standard process where the aircraft lands and is thereafter attended to by a team to make it ready for the next mission. The ground crew for the TRS will already be positioned. Subsequently, the plan is to have an AN-32 transport aircraft land on this airstrip, from which troops of Army's Para Special Forces and Garuds of the Indian Air Force will disembark and carry out a simulation of securing the emergency landing field. There are also plans that the N-32 aircraft will carry an all-terrain vehicle. It will take off soon after the landing. A flypast would be carried out by 5 fighter jets, 1 Mirage 2000, 2 Sukhoi 30 MKIs and 2 Jaguars. They will subsequently carry out roller landings, which is a training activity by fighter jets, where the aircraft touches down and then engages their engines fully to take off again. The first Mirage 2000, which landed for the TRS, will take off and the air show will conclude with 3 Kiran Mk2 aircraft escorted by 2 Sukhoi 30 MKIs streaming the tricolour in the air. Defence sources, however, said the plan may have last-minute changes. The planned air show is part of the event organised for the inauguration of the Purvanchal Expressway, a mega project that the Yogi Adityanath government plans to showcase as a major achievement ahead of Uttar Pradesh elections in 2022. In September this year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari had inaugurated a 3.5-kilometer-long emergency landing strip on National Highway 925 in Barmer district of Rajasthan. Fighter jets with the IAF can make emergency landings on this airstrip during war or other contingencies. Prior to this, a C-130J aircraft had landed on the Lucknow-Agra Expressway for the first time in October 2017 during an exercise, even as fighters like Mirages and Sukhoi 30 MKIs had displayed maneuvers at this exercise and also in 2016 when the Lucknow-Agra Expressway was inaugurated by then Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav. In 2015, the Yamuna Expressway was a test bed to check the feasibility of highways as emergency landing strips when a Mirage 2000 had landed on it. More than 65,000 farm fire incidents have been recorded across Punjab this season despite penalties imposed by the authorities and efforts made for management of crop residue, officials said on Monday. Farmers kept flouting the ban on paddy stubble burning across the state and around 2,500 farm fire incidents were witnessed on Sunday, with Sangrur district accounting for the most of them, they said. To curb the practice, the state government has so far imposed an environmental compensation of Rs 2.46 crore on erring growers, said an official of the Punjab Pollution Control Board. Punjab saw 65,404 stubble burning incidents till Sunday, as against 73,893 registered till November 14 last year, the official added. Though the number of farm fires this year so far is less than last year, it has crossed the 2019 figures. Punjab had seen 76,590 incidents of field fires in 2020 as compared to 52,991 in 2019, as per the data. The farm fires continued unabated despite the state government deputing nodal officers across Punjab to check these and giving more machines for management of crop residue. Farmers burn paddy stubble in order to clear their fields to sow the next crop, but the fumes of these fires cause air pollution. According to farmers, it is not feasible for them, especially small and marginal growers, to purchase farm machinery for the management of crop residue. We want the government to give us Rs 200 per quintal as bonus for management of paddy straw, said Bharatiya Kisan Union Ekta Ugrahan General Secretary Sukhdev Singh Kokri Kalan. Farmers of Punjab and Haryana are often blamed for causing air pollution by burning paddy straw. Punjab alone generates an estimated 20 million tons of paddy stubble annually. Sri Lanka wants to reclaim its ancient glory by conducting a detailed scientific research into its aviation past. Many Sri Lankans believe that King Ravan was the world's first seasoned aviator and that during his days, the island had aircraft and airports. Dismissing the argument that these are mythological beliefs with no scientific backing, some enthusiasts have gone ahead researching on their own. 2 years ago, a conference of civil aviation experts, historians, archaeologists, scientists, and geologists was held in Colombo to give a push to the idea. The conference had concluded that Ravan first flew his aircraft from Sri Lanka to India and back. After the conference, the then Sri Lankan government had sanctioned an initial grant of 5 million Sri Lankan rupees to start the research. The research was stopped due to lockdowns. The current government of the Rajapaksas is also interested in it. They have agreed to continue the project as an initiative of national importance. I expect the researchers to resume work by early next year, said Shashi Dhanatunge, former vice chairman of the Sri Lankan Civil Aviation Authority. Shashi, a history buff and also former CEO of Sri Lanka Cricket Board, has travelled across the island looking for traces and evidences of the country's civil aviation past. I am convinced that Ravan is not a mythological figure. He was a real king and he indeed had aircraft and airports. They may not be today's aircraft and airports. Certainly, the ancient Sri Lankans and Indians had access to superior technologies. We need to conduct an objective research into it, Dhanatunge said. He has also requested the government of India to join the project, believing it to be an important research for both countries to assert their ancient achievements. Shashi is not alone in advocating for a research on this. Sunela Jayawardene, Sri Lanka's leading environmental architect, in her book, The Line of Lanka, Myths and Memories of an Island, writes passionately about Ravan's aviation. In the adult world, Ravan's flight is fictitious, as any educated adult knows that the American Wright brothers invented flight as recently as the last century, but that belief stems from a few centuries of mental conditioning that the West has the most sophisticated technology, she said. She also argues that descriptions in the ancient texts of the Vimana or aircraft are too detailed and technical to be labeled as myth. Her uncle, the late Ray Vijayawardene, a Sri Lankan pioneering modern pilot, had also backed this theory, she says. If I had doubts about ancient flights, they were swept away in a gust of excitement when he told me that he believed the Mayuranga kings, Ravan's dynasty, had aircraft and even airports. They would have had gliders, he said, and look for water nearby, not necessarily runways, she writes. According to her, there are places associated with aircraft landings, such as Thothupolakanda and Usangoda, Veheranganthota, Rumasalla, and Lakegala in Sri Lanka. There is a renewed interest in Sri Lanka about Ravan and his kingdom. The island nation has also sent a satellite called Ravan to the outer space to honor him. A Russian weapons test created more than 1,500 pieces of space junk that is now threatening the 7 astronauts aboard the International Space Station, U.S. officials said on Monday. The State Department confirmed that the debris was from an old Russian satellite destroyed by the missile strike. It was dangerous, it was reckless, it was irresponsible, said State Department spokesman Ned Price. Earlier on Monday, the four Americans, one German and two Russians on board were forced to briefly seek shelter in their docked capsules because of the debris. At least 1,500 pieces of the destroyed satellite were sizable enough to show up on radar and with telescopes, Price said. But countless other fragments were too small to track, yet still posed a danger to the space station as well as orbiting satellites. Even a fleck of paint can do major damage when orbiting at 17,500 miles per hour or 28,000 kilometers per hour. Something big upon impact could be catastrophic. We are going to continue to make very clear that we won't tolerate this kind of activity, Price said. He said the US has repeatedly raised with Russian counterparts our concerns for a potential satellite test. NASA Mission Control said the heightened threat from the debris might continue for another couple of days and continue to interrupt the astronauts' science research and other work. Four of the seven crew members arrived at the orbiting outpost on Thursday night. NASA astronaut Mark Van De Hy, who's midway through a year-long mission, called it a crazy but well-coordinated day as he bid Mission Control good night. It was certainly a great way to bond as a crew, starting off with our very first work day in space, he said. The U.S. Space Command said it was tracking the field of orbiting debris. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.